Welcome to the Andrew Cordell Show, where we discuss real money from real estate. Andrew Cordell gives advice based on firsthand experience. Andrew has experienced the peaks of the real estate market, the lows of the market crash of 2007, and he has taught himself how to rebuild his successful real estate business from scratch after he lost it all. He now helps others learn how to find their own success through his experience, mistakes, and triumphs. And now, your host, founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, experienced investor with over 140 houses flipped in only 18 months, Andrew Cordell.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate investing. And first of all, let me thank you for joining us today on the radio show. And I want to talk to you about real estate investing, and probably more importantly, I'm going to get right to the point. My question to you is, why are you not investing in real estate? That's probably my first question to you. If you're sitting there driving on the road, or you're maybe at your desk listening on the computer there, just ask yourself that question. What is it that's preventing you from investing in real estate? Let's talk about those today. Let's talk about what is stopping you from investing in real estate. You know that the majority of wealth created in America has been through some form of real estate investing. You have seen other people you probably know right now, someone, maybe a friend, a colleague, an associate, someone on Facebook that you follow, that you watch, that is successful in real estate investing. You see them making money. You see them enjoying life. You see them being the boss of their own schedule, and yet you don't do it. Yet I see so many people that see all this. They understand it. They want to be part of it. They want to take action, but they just don't do it. And my question to you is very, very real today. Why are you not investing in real estate? And I want to be clear. I'm not telling you or advising you to quit your job and go into real estate. That's not what I'm telling you to do. I'm just asking you, why are you not investing in real estate? I can tell you this. I can tell you that it normally comes down to two reasons why people do not invest in real estate. Number one is fear. And number two is funding. That's it. That's what it comes down to. It's either a lack of knowledge, or a lack of funding. That's what it comes down to. But again, before we get too deep into that, I sincerely want you to just consider the thought of maybe your retirement account. Again, I'm not asking you to quit your job. I know investors. I was one of them that started investing. I had a job. I started investing. And the next thing you know, I was full-time investing and didn't have a normal grinding 9-to-5 job, or 8-to-6 or 8-to-7, whatever it may be, considering traffic. In Atlanta, if you live outside the city, you got to work in Atlanta. I mean, good luck. That's a good 2.5 hour in the car ride each day. So what is it? If you look at your retirement account right now, what's the strategy there? What if inside of your retirement account, before you retired, or right when you retired, you had a dozen rental properties inside of that retirement account? And of course, you still have some mutual funds and stocks and all the other types of investments that you have, maybe some precious metals. I'm all for a diversified portfolio. I'm not against that. However, I just don't understand people that don't have real estate inside their portfolio. They literally take their money that they work for, turn it over to someone else, and hope that that person makes the money makes them enough money to retire on. That formula just has never made sense to me. What if instead of taking your money each week or each month or every paycheck and giving it to someone else for them to make money off of it, what if you took your money and you invested it yourself inside of real estate? Now, I'm not saying you have to stop what you're doing. I'm not saying you have to travel the nation trying to find out where to invest. There's great ways that you can invest with passive investments where you can just literally buy a rental property in a great market, in a great emerging market that is appreciating, that has cash flow, that you need no approval, no bank approval on. These are all houses, inventory that are 100% pre-approved, no FICO, no tax returns, bankruptcies don't matter, everybody's approved as long as you have the down payment. Why are you not buying one of those houses? I'll give you an example. There's a place right now in Texas that I have that is having great returns because of the oil markets down there right now. And the houses are appreciating 12-15% the last quarter. Not the last year. The last quarter, they increased by 12-15%, and a house did. So my question to you is, what if you bought a house, let's say it's a $150,000 house, it's a, you know, 3 to 4 bedroom, 2, 2.5 bath house, 2-car garage, nice house, great neighborhood, good school district, and you needed no credit score, you needed no income verification, all you need is a down payment, and everybody's approved. It doesn't matter if you're working, employed, not employed, makes no difference as long as you have the down payment. What if you had 12 of those that you bought right now? And you kept them inside and you took the monthly income from each of those properties and you just put it all on one property and you allow that property to get paid off sooner or quicker than the rest of the properties, because, of course, your tenant is paying your investment off for you. I mean, just think about that concept by itself. What would it feel like to have someone else pay you to put money in your retirement? Because that's what they're doing. Let's say each month you put, I don't know, $500 a month in your retirement. Well, what if you had 10 houses and 10 people gave you $1,000 a month to put in your retirement? Because that's, at the end of the day, you understand that's basically what they're doing. They're taking $1,000 a month for rent, putting it, paying you, you're paying the mortgage with that money, and you're putting $1,000 a month per 10 houses into your investment retirement portfolio. Do you understand the concept of how that would feel versus the only money you can put inside of your portfolio is the money that you work for, the money that you make, the money that you have to go out, do your job 5 days a week, 10 hours a day, take a little portion of that and put it in someone else's hand and hope that they make money inside of real estate. Look, I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm not griping at you. I'm just telling you the truth. Why don't you take that money and have someone else start paying you money? That's the type of investing that I want for my retirement account. I want it where someone else is putting money in my retirement account. And not just one time. How about I get a dozen of those? How about I get 20 of those and have 20 people pay me money each month for my retirement? Well, that sounds like the type of retirement that I'm looking for. Not the $400 a month I can scrape by and cut my cable bill with, because so I can put some extra money inside of my retirement account. So again, I'm just asking you. I'm pleading with you. Look at the concept of investing in real estate. Maybe you don't want to do buy, fix, and sell. Okay, maybe you do want to do buy, fix. I love buy, fix, and sell. I got one going on right now. I'm doing a rehab project right now. I love it. Love everything about it. But maybe that's not what you want to do. Maybe you don't want to leave your work and on the weekends go and hire contractors and just oversee the project and make, you know, I think right now the average profit on a flip is just over $100,000 across the nation. That's an average profit. I think that's sourced by Realty Track. But maybe that's not what you want to do. Maybe you're not looking to make a quick turn on a house like that and where it's going to be a high intense project for you. You don't want to invest that much time. Okay, fine. Maybe you don't want to do a wholesale deal where you have to go out and talk to a distressed seller and get a distressed seller to give you a project and or to take over their property on contract and then flip that paper over to another investor. Maybe that's not what you want to do. Okay, fine. But I don't understand the process of not buying rental properties. If you have the money sitting in retirement right now, get that money to work. Take your money inside your 401k. Take your money inside of your IRA or Roth IRA and start buying assets that are appreciating in value that you're taking depreciation on taxes off of each year, and someone else is paying money into your retirement plan. What a brilliant concept. That's what real estate's about. That's what we're going to talk about in this show. That's what we're encouraging you to do, is learn how to add real estate into your portfolio. I'm not asking you to get rid of all your portfolio. I'm not asking you to go 100% real estate. I love precious metals. Right now, gold's down. Love it. Love gold, buying gold right now. Silver. Love buying silver right now. No issues with that whatsoever. My issue comes when right now, if you look at your portfolio, if you don't own real estate, that's where I have an issue with. I'm not mad at you. Don't get me wrong. I just wish you had it, because I know that's going to be the number one source for you in your retirement account as things grow. Now, listen, this show is going to be awesome ahead of us. I want to talk about, I got one of our teachers, our educators from NARI, Corey, coming on the show with us today. We're going to show you some simple ways that you can become successful in real estate, whether that be passively or actively. We're going to share with you real life examples of people that had no real estate experience, did not have a lot of money to invest, and became successful in real estate. Just today, I was talking to one of our successful members here at NARI. Now, listen to this. One of our successful members at NARI started off as a mechanic, came to one of our events about 4 years ago, had no experience in real estate, was living paycheck by paycheck. Today, I was talking to him. He's just now completed over 250 deals. Think about that, 250 houses in the last 4 years. 4 years ago, he was a mechanic working 9-10-hour shifts at the mechanic at the mechanic store. What do you call that? I can't think of the name right now. Not a mechanic store. Not an auto parts store. What do you call that, Ron? I'm looking at my studio here. When someone works at a when a mechanic works at a shop, mechanic shop. There you go. Right? Like you have a mechanic shop you take your car to. That's what he was working at. That's where he was working. And 4 years ago, making decent money, $25 an hour making, but didn't control his schedule, didn't control his own life. 4 years later, after joining our association, us helping him fund deals, he owns rental properties, he does buy, fix, and sells, he does wholesales. 4 years later, he did 250 houses. Now think about that. That could be you. I tell you what, on this episode coming up, we're going to show you how you can make money with real estate. I'm going to bring one of our top educators in here. We're going to give you other real-life examples of how people just like you became highly, highly successful inside of real estate. I encourage you to stay tuned, listen to the show, learn how you can become successful in real estate, and get some rental properties in your retirement portfolio. Coming back right after the break.
We'll be right back on The Andrew Kordal Show.
Money may not buy happiness, but with enough money, you can buy whatever makes you happy. An ordinary job won't get you there, but an extraordinary book will. Andrew Kordal's new Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line, tells in plain English how to make more money and create wealth from real estate. And we'll send you the book free if you call us now at 1-800-524-4284. Get your free copy of the book full of easy-to-understand ideas to help you build wealth without risking any of your own money. Andrew's sponsors have graciously offered to help pay for shipping and handling. All you pay is $195 and they'll cover the rest. You don't need a great credit rating either. You just need to want it and you need to ask for it. Call 1-800-524-4284 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-4284 in the next 30 minutes and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-4284. That's 1-800-524-4284. Again, that's 1-800-524-4284.
You've been listening to The Andrew Kordal Show.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Andrew Kordal Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate investing. And just previously on the first segment, we were talking about why are you not investing in real estate. And I had a pretty good discussion there and want to sort of roll the show into showing you an example of someone that had no experience in real estate. Was watching one of our shows or listening to the radio show or got a piece of marketing material from us and came to one of the events and completely changed not only her life but her family's life as well as her husband and her son sort of joined up in the team and started doing real estate together. And so I want to just walk through this process, show you what they did, show you how they became successful, because that's what I want you to do. I want you to pick up the phone. I want you to take action. I want you to get involved in real estate. I know you've been thinking about it for a long time. Well, now's the time. Let's do this together. We'll help you. I'm going to show you, introduce you to one of our trainers right now, Corey. Corey's got over 150 deals under his belt of buy, fix, and sells. I mean, what if you were trained by someone one-on-one, just like Sheila was, the student that we're about to introduce you to, and your personal trainer was Corey, who has done over 150 deals. Do you think that Corey knows how to walk you through the process of doing these types of properties? Absolutely. And that's what NARI, National Association, is really all about. If you want to join our association, it only costs $1 a day. You can join, you can cancel anytime you want. But for $1 a day, you can join our association. We provide you with unlimited funding for our students, short-term, medium-term, as well as long-term funding. Call in right now. The number is 1-800-537-3440. I'm going to give you that number again so that you can join NARI, the National Association of Real Estate Investors, 1-800-537-3440. Corey, are you still on the phone?
I'm here.
Corey, man, I appreciate taking the time to call into the studio today and share with a lot of our listeners some of the experience that you have, and also probably more important, the success of our members and of our students, because I think this is one of the things that people, you know, maybe struggle with, right? Corey, you're one of our trainers here at NARI. You've done over 150 deals, and not just deals, because I'm a buy, fix, and sell guy too. I know you're a buy, fix, and sell guy. Sometimes I get frustrated when people say, oh, I've done over 500 deals, but most of them are wholesale deals. And I'm like, yeah, but I've done that many, and they were buy, fix, and sell, which is a big difference between the two types of deals, because buy, fix, and sells don't happen in 5 days. Am I right?
Not even close. Unfortunately, that'd be great, but
yeah.
No.
This is not how it works in the buy, fix, and sell world. So what I want to do is not focus on me, not focus on you, but let's show the listeners how someone can, with no experience, with not a lot of money, working a normal job, get started in real estate and change their financial future. But not only their financial future, take control of their lives, their time, their retirement. That's what we're talking about today on the show. So, Corey, first of all, again, thank you for taking time to join us. Let's talk a little bit. Let's lay the groundwork, sort of the foundation of our member, the person that you personally trained, Sheila. Do you know where she got involved in her program? Give us a little background, her education, different things like that, so the listeners can sort of identify and say, okay, this was the person that listened to the show like I did, and here's what they did. Tell us a little bit about the background of Sheila here.
Okay. Sheila was just kind of walking and decided that one night she wanted to get involved in real estate. She'd always been interested in it. Her son is a contractor. And so she had always been interested in something that was really, really interesting, really exciting to her. So she called, got involved. She had absolutely no previous real estate experience. Like I said, her son was the only one that was involved in it.
Sure.
And he was just a contractor.
Yeah, so he also had no experience in the investing side whatsoever.
Oh, none whatsoever. Okay. He just worked for somebody. He actually doesn't even own his own construction company. He just did work.
Okay,
great
gotcha.
Guy, great family. So
now,
they wanted to get involved in investing.
Now, what about her husband? Was her husband, did he get involved with her as well?
He did, yep. So it's her husband, and her son. And they've even dragged her daughter-in-law into it, kicking and screaming, because he didn't think it would work.
All right, so here's what I want to do here. First, let me ask you this. Were they a wealthy family? And I'm not trying to shine a light on them or anything, but were they sitting there with hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank or anything?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
So
no. She is a clerk.
Okay,
yeah,
she was a clerk. Her son worked on a construction site as some sort of contractor, not a general contractor, not the one making the decisions, didn't run a business, just was on a job site. That could have been anywhere from he was just a gopher to he was a framer. We don't know right now. And then her husband, same thing,
right.
Just sort of a normal job as well with her husband?
Correct, yep.
Okay.
Just a normal, everyday family.
Yeah, blue-collar, everyday family, everybody working sort of the grind, 9-to-5, 8-to-6 type of job. For the most part, living paycheck by paycheck, is that fair to say?
I would probably say so, yeah.
Yeah. So we're not talking about a family here that has several hundred grand in the bank. We're talking about just the average family in America that, truthfully, Corey, as everybody says in the economy, that you know, America is not that far off from total disaster, because most blue collar families out there don't have, you know, 6-9 months of savings in the bank that can sustain them if they were to get let go. And if we had major job shutdowns like what happened in Detroit, right? People had to leave.
Right.
They didn't have jobs. They didn't have enough money saved to be able to continue until they find another job. So this is the type of sort of situation we're dealing with. No real estate background experience. Not a lot of money in the bank whatsoever. Matter of fact, just quickly, as we're laying the foundation on this first segment here, did they put any money into their very first buy, fix, and sell deal?
Not personally, no.
Okay.
None of their own funds.
So
absolutely
none of their
not.
Own funds. So guys, if you're listening today, listen, they put none of their own money in the deal. I get this all the time. Andrew, real estate's not for me because I don't have money to invest in real estate. Sheila put no money down in her very first deal. After the break, I'm going to come back with Corey. We're going to show you how Sheila became successful in real estate investing right after the break.
We'll be right back on The Andrew Cordell Show.
We'll be right back. Listen up, America. Are you interested in discovering proven real estate investment techniques that can create life-changing wealth? Andrew Cordell, founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, has just published a brand new Amazon best-selling book to give you a market edge on making money in your own backyard. In his book, Cashflow Finish Line, you'll quickly learn the top 12 strategies for making money in real estate today. Discover how to do profitable deals that don't require you lift a paintbrush, but give you fixed returns that can create cash flow and long-term wealth. Call 1-800-524-1365 now to get Andrew's new book absolutely free. Andrew's sponsors are now helping to pay for shipping and handling. You just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Plus, as a bonus, call 800-524-1365 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Learn and earn with Andrew Cordell by calling 1-800-524-1365. That's 1-800-524-1365 to get your free book today.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. I'm here today with Corey. Corey is sharing us the story of Sheila. And if you're just joining us, I want you to catch up real quick, and then I want to dive into the story because it's incredible. Sheila was just the average, you know, worked a blue-collar job just like so many of us did when we got before we got started in real estate. Found one of our commercials, one of our ads, radio show, whatever it may be, came to one of our live events, decided to join our association, and within 90 days of her joining, no previous real estate experience, did not know how to invest before the 90 days, just knew she wanted to change her future, change her financial future, take control of her life. Within 90 days of her joining the association, she puts in her contract her very first fix and flip, okay? I'm telling you guys that because you can do that too. Nothing's stopping you. Nothing's getting in your way, truthfully, except for you. And I'm not saying that to try to come down on you. I'm just trying to explain it to you because I want you to take action. I know that real estate can change your life just like it changed Sheila's life. We just got to get the excuses out of the way of, I don't have funding. Corey, I know you're still in the air with me today. Corey, did Sheila have any, did she have enough money to go buy this house free and clear in cash?
No, she wishes she did, but she did not.
Yeah, so. She did not. And guess what? Neither did I when I bought my first fix and flip. I borrowed all of the money. I put zero money of my personal money into the deal. Even today when I do rehabs, I use very little of my own money. All right, so let's get started here. Corey, tell me, when you met Sheila, I know you became her one-on-one coach. She got this first deal under contract within 90 days. Now, where did she put this, what city, what state did she put this house under contract in?
She's in Oregon. That's where she did it.
She's in Oregon. Okay, so first let's take a quick break right there. Corey, I'm sure you get the same reasons I get, and I get these all across the country as I travel and speak. I was just in Florida this weekend and where was that? Orlando and Jacksonville. I was in Nevada before that. I get this all the time. Andrew, you know, just my market doesn't really do this. I understand that you can do it where you're at, but my market's not like this. Listen, guys, if you're in Portland, Oregon, if you're in Seattle, Washington, if you're in New York City, if you're in San Francisco, California, I want to explain something to you. It works there. Every single day, someone in that city, they're making it real estate investments. Sheila's in one of the toughest markets, in my opinion, and in one of the toughest markets in America is Portland, Oregon, the Oregon area. Because you have a lot of money there, but you don't have a lot of inventory there. In my opinion, Portland is tougher than, say, Seattle. I think it's even tougher than San Francisco. Why? Because San Francisco is sprawling out. It's a massive area. Portland, small city, but a city that has a lot of money. So it's very tough to do deals in those types of areas. All right, so Corey, she buys this fix and flip 90 days from joining our program. 9 days from joining our association, she buys this fix and flip. She has no real estate experience, minus you're holding her hand through the process. How does the process go? What happens?
So she gets the property under contract. Like you said, I was her one-on-one coach. So we walked through the process, walked through the properties themselves. I, of course, virtually did it with her. It was awesome. I said, let's go for it. We discussed what needed to be rehabbed. She took a lot of pictures. We went through those together. And then just kind of step by step, took it from there. Her son did a lot of the rehab because he is in construction. So he felt really good about what he was doing. And so he did a lot of construction. And they knocked it out of the park. They dug right in. gritty, nitty-gritty teeth, and they just dead right in and took it over and just grabbed hold and started doing the fix and flip as soon as they did it.
Now,
as soon as they signed on that contract, they were in there.
Now, you made a couple points there that I want to hit, and I'm just taking some notes here just so I don't forget it, because you made some really good statements there. Number one, you were talking about they got involved right away. I've done hundreds of deals. You've done hundreds of deals. Guys, if you're doing a buy, fix, and sell, that's one of the most important things that you do. I see investors, Corey, I'm sure you've talked to some students that they buy a house and they just sit on it. And I'm like, no. Demo starts day one. Demo starts, you know, an hour after closing, demo starts. So number one, if you're going to do a fix and flip, get involved. Have the timeline laid out. We provide you a rehab timeline. Corey will help you with the timeline process, walk you through how to do it, okay? But you got to, in a fix and flip, you got to get involved right away. Time is money, especially when it comes to a fix and flip. Corey, is there any comment you want to make there along those lines?
Well, I was just going to say, I totally agree with you, Andrew. The big thing to make money in any type of a renovation situation is to get in and get out. That's got to be your mantra through the entire thing.
Absolutely.
You've got to dig in, you've got to get in there, you've got to get done what you need to get done, and then you've got to get out. That's where your profit comes from. That's where you're going to make your money.
You're right. You're 100% right. The second thing, and just I got about 30 seconds here before you go for break, the second thing is you talked about being nitty and gritty. And what I took from that is, and this is a common denominator I talk about almost every day on the show, it takes perseverance. It takes the ability to get involved and not quit. No one says real estate is easy and you're going to push some buttons and make a bunch of money. If someone tells you that, they're not a real estate investor, because that's not how it works. You got to get involved. You got to stay consistent and have that ability not to quit. If you have that ability not to quit, we can show you how to make money inside of real estate. Listen, right after back break, I want to come back and show you how Corey and Sheila made over $60,000 on this deal.
We'll be right back on The Andrew Cordell Show.
The problem with the American dream is waking up in your 40s stuck in a nightmare, working too many hours for too little money. What if you could break that cycle, supplement your income, and actually sock away some money for retirement? Or better yet, be your own boss. Keep more of what you make because you are working for you. Well, now you can, and people just like you are doing it right here in Making Money Now Without Risking Any of Their Own Money. Find out how in Andrew Cordell's brand new Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line. The cost? Zero. Andrew has arranged for his sponsors to help pay for shipping and handling. Just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Live the American dream on your terms, starting with a simple phone call. Call 1-800-524-0720 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-0720 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-0720 now. That's 1-800-524-0720.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. Glad to have you on the air with us here today. We're talking about Sheila and the money that she made inside of a real estate deal. And I think what me and Corey here, Corey's one of our head trainers over at NARI, our association, and we're really just talking about how to get involved in real estate and how to make money inside of real estate. I think one thing I want to get on the table right now is I'm not asking you to quit your job and go full-time in real estate. I don't want you to think that me and Corey are sitting here saying, hey, make an immediate change, you know, everything you're doing right now, quit your job, and go focus on real estate. That's not what we're saying. That's not what I did. I highly doubt that's what Corey did. It's not what we advise people to do. What we want you to do is just start beginning the process, learning about real estate, educating yourself about real estate. Start doing your very first deal, whether you want to do rental property, a wholesale, a subject to, a buy, fix, and sell, whatever it may be. Just slowly start that process and allow it to grow, allow your business to grow, just like any other business you would start. I don't care if you want to start a candy store. You wouldn't go from no candy store to tomorrow having a candy store. It would take time to develop that and allow that business to take place, and that's sort of what happens in real estate investing as well. It takes time to develop this. All right, Corey, so we have Sheila here, no real estate experience, did not have a lot of money in the bank. After joining our association, 90 days later, she puts her first buy, fix, and sell property under contract. I'm telling you that because if you're listening today, that could very well apply to you. Maybe you have no real estate experience. Okay, neither does Sheila. Maybe you don't have enough money to go buy your own property. Okay, neither does Sheila. The difference is Sheila picked up the phone, Sheila logged in, she came to one of our live events, and she joined their association, and from here on out, her life is going to be changed. So let's take action today. Corey, what happens, you talked about before the break earlier about the virtual tour that you took with Sheila on the property. I want you to talk to us about that, how that works.
So the great thing about it is that she, again, wasn't sure how to do the rehab. I mean, her, again, son was contractor, just wasn't sure what needed to be done. You know, she's like, how much do we do? What do we do with it? So she went into the property. The great thing about it is it's really easy nowadays to do a video tour. You just do it on your cell phone.
Yeah.
She took video on her cell phone, went into every room, looked around, and then emailed it to me. And we looked through it together. And I was like, that point right there, that's what needs to be fixed, so on and so forth. And we went room by room. And that was very, very helpful, not only for me, but for her, because then she could assess what I was saying and going, okay, great, that's what needs to be done in the future.
Yeah. You know, I think it's one of those things that Corey, I think you'd probably agree with this because we're both successful real estate investors. When I bought my very first fix and flip, and when you bought your very first fix and flip, let me explain to the listeners, I didn't know everything about a fix and flip. You can't read a book. You can read a book about fix and flip until you're blue in the face, and I want you to because there's great material in there, okay? But you're not going to know every last detail of what's going to happen on that property. A fix and flip and a lot of real estate, it's sort of a moving object. You have to know how to get involved. It's why having a personal coach like Corey to help you walk you through the process so when a surprise does happen, when something does come up, he can help you and say, wait a second, it's okay. Let's do this instead. Or let's move the budget here. And Corey, what you were talking about earlier, her son was in contracting, which is an awesome benefit. But sometimes it's also a negative because sometimes the contractor thinks he knows everything about contracting. I'm not going to argue that someone knows everything about contracting, and I know her son was not doing that, but I'm not going to argue with the contractor that they know more about contracting than I do. So a lot of times, Corey, when we have students, they'll say, well, I'm a contractor. I know how to do this. Well, there's a difference between knowing how to lay out a property that you're about to flip, how to create and add value to that property by laying it out the right way, and by knowing what to put money in and what not to put money in so that you get the highest return on your investment. Those are two different things. Am I right? Contracting and investing?
Completely, yeah.
Yeah, those are two different things there. So in this process here with Sheila, Sheila's going through this buy, fix, and sell. You help her with a virtual tour of this property. Now, how long did the process start to finish, you know, thereabouts? I know I'm not asking to the exact hour, but thereabouts, you know, how long did it take?
Beginning to end, from the time that they first started putting offers out to the point that they actually were able to list out that property that they got, it was about 6 months.
Okay. So they put a property under contract. After 90 days of being in our association, they put a property under contract in a very difficult market, okay? They put a property under contract. They use none of their own money. 90 days in the program, they put it under contract. And you're saying from the time they bought it until the time they put it back on the market, how long? So the rehab time, basically, how long was that time period?
Rehab took about two and a half months,
okay.
Because it was quite an intense, money involved. There was a lot of rehab that needed to be done.
Yeah.
So it did take about 2.5 months, but they were able to get it on, and they had open house that first weekend. And by the time the open house was done, they had about 3 offers on the table.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's how real estate works. I mean, I don't know if you're listening, I'm just encouraging you. That's how real estate works. They bought a property after 90 days. They rehabbed it, put it on the market about 90 days later, and they had 3 offers on the table on the property. And when we come back, I want to have Corey to show you how she made over $60,000 in this transaction right after the break.
We'll be right back on The Andrew Cordell Show.
Money may not buy happiness, but with enough money, you can buy whatever makes you happy. An ordinary job won't get you there, but an extraordinary book will. Andrew Cordell's new Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line, tells in plain English how to make more money and create wealth from real estate. And we'll send you the book free if you call us now at 1-800-524-4284. Get your free copy of the book full of easy-to-understand ideas to help you build wealth without risking any of your own money. Andrew's sponsors have graciously offered to help pay for shipping and handling. All you pay is $195, and they'll cover the rest. You don't need a great credit rating either. You just need to want it, and you need to ask for it. Call 1-800-524-4284 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-4284 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-4284. That's 1-800-524-4284. Again, that's 1-800-524-4284.
You've been listening to The Andrew Kordal Show.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Andrew Kordal Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate investing. And I got Corey, one of the head trainers here at our association, talking about Sheila and basically how she made over $60,000 in her very first buy, fix, and sell property there. And over in Portland, the Oregon area, and a very tough market. And she still was able to succeed and make money inside of real estate. And if you've been listening to the show today, I hope you've enjoyed it, learning about the buy, fix, and sell process. I personally love it. I have rehab going on right now. I know Corey's done over 150 buy, fix, and sell properties himself. And I want you to get involved in real estate. So I want to make an offer to you that I hope that you take me up on. I just wrote an Amazon best-selling book. The very first week it came out, it hit Amazon's best-selling book for real estate investing. It's entitled 12 Top Strategies Inside of Real Estate. Inside this book, I take one chapter at a time and I teach you about one strategy inside of real estate. For example, a strategy would be buy, fix, and sell. A strategy would be buy, fix, and hold. A strategy may be wholesale. A strategy may be subject to. But I take the 12 top strategies in real estate. I explain them to you how they work. Not only was this an Amazon best-selling book the first week it came out, it has stayed an Amazon best-selling book the entire time it's been out so far. So what I want to do is I want to give you this book absolutely for free. The book is free. The only thing you have to pay for is shipping and handling, but it's only $1.99. That's it. $1.99 for shipping and handling, and we're going to send you out a copy of my Amazon best-selling book right away. If you're interested in getting a copy of that book, I want you to call 1-800-537-3440. Again, that's 1-800-537-3440. In this book, I'm teaching you the strategy that Corey and Sheila went through and how she made this money on this deal, on her buy, fix, and sell. I am teaching you that same strategy in this book that's absolutely for free. So take advantage of the offer. Again, call 1-800-537-3440 to receive a copy of my Amazon best-selling book. Now, Corey, I want to jump back in this. We're in this last segment here, and I want to talk about we left off on how long the process took. She bought the property. She put the property back on the market in somewhere between 90 to 120 days, which is just perfect timing, right? I mean, that's a cut and dry real estate deal. You can get faster than that in some cases if it's a smaller rehab. I heard you mention this was a bigger rehab. So she puts the property back on the market in 90 to 120 days. She holds an open house and she sells it and gets how many offers on the property?
Three
offers on the property, puts it under contract, and then sells the property on the back end, correct?
Correct.
And on this very first deal that Sheila ever did, just give or take, I'm not trying to pin you down an exact number. I know you're not looking at the HUD right now, but just from the best recollection of your memory, about how much money did she make on this transaction?
She made approximately $60,000.
$60,000 of profit. And the whole process, start to finish, from the time she put it under contract to the time she got out of contract, let's call it 5.5 months. Is that a fair number to go with?
Yeah, that's a fair assessment.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's my question to the listeners today. One more question, Corey. Did she keep her job during this time? You said she had a full-time job, right?
Yeah. And actually, yes, she did keep her job the whole time, and she actually is still working to
awesome.
This day.
Awesome. So. Love it. Love it. Because, I just think so many times the listeners think that I have to make this huge commitment to be a real estate investor. And you don't have to. Sheila still has her full-time job. She kept her job the entire time she did her very first deal. She still had all that monthly income that she was already living off of. She still had that coming in. And then all of a sudden, after 5.5 months of going through our training and our program here, she went from having her full-time job into making an extra $60,000. So my question to you that's listening today, how would that look in your life? What if today you just picked up the phone and said, you know what, I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to take action. I don't know a lot about real estate, Andrew, you know, Corey, I don't have a lot of money to invest, but you took Sheila start to finish and did these virtual tours with her and helped her through the process, educated her, trained her. I'm going to take the step here and join the National Association of Real Estate Investors, get the training that I need, and see if I can do a deal. And in five and a half months later, what if you put $60,000 in your checking account while still keeping your full-time job? If that would change your financial future, I compel you, I urge you to pick up the phone and call in. Now, Corey, what happened after she does this first deal? She makes this money of $60,000. She keeps her job. What does she do next?
More offers. She went out, found another property, made some more offers, and again, talk about the nitty-gritty, just dug right back in,
yep.
Went on to the next property.
Absolutely. And after she did that one and she sold that, did she sell that second property? She fix it up, sell it again?
Yes.
Okay, and then what does she do? What does she do after she sold the second property?
She again did the same thing. Gets in, gets the rehab done. Walk through it with her. She's had two properties. One she did have to hold on to because, like I said, her son is a contractor, so
right.
They wanted him to do all of the work so that he was making money to support his family. But so they did the one, got that one finished up and wrapped up as quickly as possible, and then moved right on to that second one.
Guys, and that's what we're talking about. It's just about taking real estate day at a time. Step by step, being able to get on the phone with someone as experienced as Corey here to help you through the process, help you get started in real estate, make that. I think right now the last stat I read was the average profit on a fix and flip right now across the nation is just over $100,000 is the average profit. She made right around $60,000 on a profit on her very first deal. Awesome project, awesome profit margin that she made there. And I believe that you as a listener can do the same thing. Corey, is there anything else that you would say about Sheila that may encourage the listeners today or give them some insight on what they should do next?
I think the big thing that I will say about Sheila, and probably anybody, if you're sitting there and wondering, is this for me? Real estate can be for anybody. All it's going to take is for you to make that first step in changing your life. You have to make that first step to go out and take hold of that cord, so to speak, or that rope, and change your life. Real estate can do it. Sheila knew she could do it. She had the gumption to get up and do it and to make that first phone call. So if you don't think you can do it, you absolutely can. Just make the call.
Yeah.
Take the first step.
It's amazing. You see so many people that we talk to that you train, Corey, that after they finally do it, they finally take action. They're like, you know, I was thinking about this for 7 years about doing this, and I finally did it. And then the question becomes, what happens if you did it 7 years earlier? Same type of stuff, just making more money. Take action right now. Join, call 1-800-537-3440.
Thanks for listening to The Andrew Kordal Show, where we earn real money in real estate. For more information, go to www.andrewkordal.com.